This is Louise Gartner with Spectrum Commodities, taking a look at the wheat markets for Tuesday, December 19th. Well, wheat markets were under some pressure yesterday. We had corn dragging along with it, while soybeans were higher. So some of that could have been spread activity, buying beans, selling corn and wheat. Some of it also is the realization that this big sale, export sales that we had a couple weeks ago, pushed U.S. prices above world prices, and that's pricing us out of the market, basically. We're seeing a great deal of competition coming from the Black Sea, Saudi Arabia, about 1.4 million tons of wheat. Looks like all of it's going to go to Russia. Egypt tendered again yesterday afternoon. The lowest offer this morning is several, in fact, offers from Russia right at the 260 FOB area. We did see some offers out of Romania at 264. France came in at 267. So Russia on a roll here, as they typically are, but they are not slowing down. The weather has created some logistical issues, but obviously they're confident that they can get this, you know, these sales delivered. So it just is a reminder that there's a great deal of grain in Russia in particular, but also Ukraine. Ukraine announced actually yesterday that their alternative shipping route has surpassed 10 million tons of all products. So they're having a great deal of success moving grain and other products along this new corridor that they have. So much so that their FOB offers have been declining while Russia's actually have been increasing. So they're only about $4 away from each other on a FOB basis. And that's an impressive move for Ukraine, which, you know, just a couple months ago, they were flailing, looking for, you know, new corridor. Russia had dropped out of the main export corridor. They've been asked to come back in by the UN, but they are declining to do so. I don't think it matters. I don't even know that Ukraine would come in either. They've got their alternative routes, and Russia's having huge success with what they're doing, so why bother with each other? It is worth noting, though, that quite a bit of Ukraine grain is going into Eastern European countries. Now, they have come to an agreement on how to handle that, but it's still those Eastern European countries are absorbing a lot of the brunt of this war in a variety of ways. But one of them is the farmer who is seeing domestic prices drop because of an influx of Ukrainian grain. So it's worth noting there, too. Apparently, you know, they're still in this agreement, but there was pushback among some of these individual countries. They're being compensated by the larger EU, but still, it's Ukraine is seeing a lot of its grain just kind of getting dumped into those Eastern European countries. Weather is the next issue. Of course, we've been watching Brazil very closely. It looks like it's kind of more of the same short-term spotty rains, kind of light spotty rains. Longer term, they do continue to call for much better rain chances as we get into late December. But we have seen over the last month that those longer range forecasts just don't have much reliability to them. And we're going to get into a real critical phase here for the Brazilian crop as we get into late December, early January. When you turn the calendar into January, and if the forecast doesn't have rain in the near term at least, or if you don't see rain falling, I think the soybean market really takes off to the upside. And that is going to pull corn and wheat along with it, kind of in that order. So that's just something to keep in mind. We've always got these big rains that are promised in these longer range forecasts, but they just fail to materialize. Central and northern Brazil, we've seen a big delay in soybean plantings because of the dryness. Subsoil is extremely dry. So they are in the grips of a pretty significant drought, and they just kind of keep getting little pieces of rain, but it's not enough to help this crop along very much, and certainly not enough to alleviate the dryness. In southern Brazil, and as you go further south into Argentina, the weather is much better. Argentina's sitting on the potential for a huge crop of soybeans and corn, trying to get the wheat harvest wrapped up, but they are in a very strong position as far as potential productivity in across pretty much the whole country of Argentina. So the focus is on Brazil, and understandably so. They're a huge producer, huge exporter. Other countries are clearly getting worried about their production potential. We've seen China come into the U.S. market aggressively. There are rumors that they've or are in the process of buying another 4 to 5 cargoes of U.S. soybeans. They've already bought a bunch of wheat. So, you know, I think probably what's going to happen is, and this is typical of China, they will make a bunch of sales with the United States on the chance that Brazil won't be able to deliver. When it looks like things are okay in Brazil, if the rains do indeed come, and it looks like Brazil is going to avoid a disaster, as you get into the harvest of Brazil, you'll see those contracts with the United States get canceled. China's notorious for doing that. And this is a classic case of why they do that, to protect their supply base. If there's any hint that one country's in trouble production-wise, they're going to secure their needs somewhere else. And then as soon as they feel comfortable with what production will be, they start canceling. They do it to Brazil. They do it to us. It's just a common thing they do. We don't like it, but we don't obviously have a lot of choice in that matter. So night session wheat continuing down a little bit, at least initially. Corn seems to be leaking lower. Soybeans are kind of caught in the middle. They are retracing some of yesterday's gains, but they're stuck in a kind of a pretty choppy type of trading range at this point. And again, these are holiday days. Volume is thin. And the key is that a lot of the traders are just gone. And they're always gone for the second half of December. They get back into their offices in January. They take a look at Brazilian weather and decide they need to be in a better position, and the markets really go. So expect a lot of activity, especially in soybeans, as you turn the calendar. But for now, we just expect the markets to be fairly quiet, and it looks like corn wants to leak lower. Wheat and soybeans kind of just in a choppy type of action. If you have any questions, feel free to call at 1-800-888-9843. This has been Louise Gartner with Spectrum Commodities.